morning, everybody.
This presentation is about the latest work that we've done at the Salinity Lab with Todd Skaggs, Dennis Corwin, and myself on regional scale soil salinity assessment using remote sensing data. This is meant to be an honoring contribution to the work of John Leddy on water management in California, especially in saline farmlands. And before I start my presentation, I would like to read some words from Dennis Corwin. John Leddy, integrity, self-effacing manner, and positive and generous attitude have forever touched the lives of those of us who know him. John was a scholar with a keen and searching intellect whose accomplishments in soil physics were of the highest caliber. His presence will be deeply missed by his colleagues and students. Late in his career, John became very interested in redefining the approach for agricultural water management in California. John was well aware of the interdependence of a leaching requirement based on a transient model and an up-to-date regional-scale soil salinity assessment. Consequently, he enthusiastically supported the work conducted at the Salinity Laboratory concerning the use of remote imagery and geophysical techniques to assess soil salinity from field to regional scales. So this is the outline of the presentation I'm giving you today. It's just like some highlights on our recent work. I'll start talking about some implication on regional scale soil salinity inventory and talk about how to use remote sensing to map soil salinity. And then I'll give a brief example on how to use the salinity map to manage, make the water management decision at the regional scale or to map environmental changes. When we talk about salinity, we refer to the presence of the major soluble ions in the soil solution. And practically, we measure it with the standard electrical conductivity of the saturated soil extract, which allow us to classify soils in different salinity classes that are related to crop tolerance to salinity. The classes go from non-saline to extremely saline, and there's not much crop growth in the extremely saline area. And that's why when we map soil salinity at very large areas, we need to focus our interests in the lower ranges of soil salinity. Around the world, salinity is a problem that affects a very extensive portion of farmlands, and most importantly, we need to understand that poor water management leads to loss of agricultural soils every year in very remarkable portions of farmland worldwide. In the USA, salinity is an issue in the western side of the country, and in California, it's a pressing issue in the southern part of the Central Valley, the San Joaquin Valley, and the Imperial and Coachella Valleys. To map soil salinity at a regional scale, we need to understand the factors that influence its spatial distribution in the root zone, and those are multi-scale factors that starts from like pedogenesis factor. As we can see, the eastern side of the San Joaquin Valley receives alluvium from the Sierra Nevada that has not as many ions in the alluvium. So like the salinity problems are not as pressing in the east side of the San Joaquin Valley as they are in the western side of the San Joaquin Valley, where the alluvium comes from the California coastal range. Then other factors that influence salinity on a regional scale come from geomorphology, evapotranspiration and meteorology, anthropogenic factors, and then down to the field scale, agricultural management, and in particular irrigation, influences salinity distribution a lot. Therefore, this is a very complex system that needs a high-resolution covariate to account for these variabilities at different spatial extents. And that's why we resort to remote sensing data. However, to calibrate the remote sensing data, we need an extent ground truth data set. And that's why in 2013, we went out and sampled 550 hectares across 22 fields, taking 267 samples at different soil depths, even though I'm going to discuss the composite root zone depth that goes from 0 to 1.2 meters. We measure salinity and other soil properties. And concurrently, we also did very dense surveys of apparent electrical conductivity, which were calibrated in order to estimate salinity across the whole field with high accuracy, with field-specific validation that practically go with this protocol, basically. We go out in the field and we make a survey with a mobile EM equipment. This provides us kind of a readings of the spatial variability of apparent electrical conductivity. We sample the soil according to this spatial variability, and we analyze salinity in the laboratory. We develop then a field-specific relationship to calibrate ECA according to the values of salinity that allow us to estimate salinity across the entire field, and then we can interpolate this data and have a ground truth map at each field that meets the resolution of the satellite that we are going to use. And we ended up with around 6,000 ground truth cells. The satellite that we use is the Landsat 7, a mission of USGS and NASA that is now continued with the Landsat 8. In particular, we use the data from the Enhanced Thematic Mapper Plus, ETM Plus, and in particular, the surface reflectance bands in the visible and near-infrared range that come in the 30 by 30 meter resolution. To these bands can be used to calculate different vegetation indices from NDVI, EVI. In particular, we use the CRSI that works on the notion that stress plants have reduced near-infrared reflectance and increased visible reflectance. Although vegetation indices, and this is should be a clear concept, they don't map salinity per se, because different stress types affect canopy reflectance in very similar ways. Canopy reflectance is also different in different crops, and different soil backgrounds as well influence canopy reflectance and what the satellite senses in different ways. Therefore, following studies that were done by Dennis Corwin and David Lobel in the Red River Valley here in the States, we picked up 7 years of satellite data with the notion that soil salinity in the root zone would be fairly constant as a stress source for plants throughout the years, whereas other stress types would come and go, like water stress, other field managed due to mismanagement, pests, or other type of stresses. So using a multi-year maximum at each pixel, we assume that plant performance at that very moment would be only influenced by soil salinity, whereas the other stress types would be masked out. So we can calculate salinity, estimate salinity according to the multi-year maximum of our vegetation index that is multiplied by a parameter that changes whether the pixel was under fallow management or crop management, and using other environmental covariates, that is yearly total rainfall or average minimum temperature, we can actually estimate with high accuracy across the valley soil salinity. Just to mention, we published this already in Remote Sensing of Environment, and we there did a spatial cross-validation to see how solid this regression model was, and it proved out to be pretty solid. We are as well doing at the moment independent validation, and once the independent validation is concluded and published, we could present finally the map for public use and map that tells us that over 60% of the land in the San Joaquin Valley, Western San Joaquin Valley, is over 40 centimeters per meter. And this map can be used, for example, for like regional water management to farm-scale water management to identify areas of interest that we need to keep irrigated and managed with more attention than others, because otherwise they would turn into extremely saline and be lost to agricultural production. Another use that this kind of methodology can provide is monitoring the changes of salinity due to different land management across long time frames. So this is an example for the Broadview Water District in Fresno County, California. This is about 24,000 hectares of farmland that was under irrigated agriculture till 2006, because, and then they turned into fallow because the water rights were sold in 2005. So from the USGS aerial imagery, we can see that from until like 2006, the irrigated agriculture was at the field, and then like when the field turned fallow, even visually, the quality of the land degraded pretty quickly. And if we compare a historical survey that we have available for Fresno County, and in particular for this water district, and our salinity map that has, by the way, some of the calibration sites around the area, we can see that there was a shift in salinity, an increase in salinity due to the land change and the drop of water management at the specific location, and in particular, all the non-saline and slightly saline soils in 1991 became moderately and strongly saline in 2013 due to this lack of water management. To conclude, multi-year analysis of remote sensing data is the valuable approach to map soil salinity over large farmable areas, and this has been proved to be like the most efficient approach in other studies around the world, so like that confirmed what we found, and as well we confirmed other studies that were done, like say in China or in the Middle East. Limited field and laboratory resources are needed for this approach, and unprecedented accuracy and resolution can be achieved. And that said, there's further reading if you want to get into our recent research, and thanks for your attention, and I'm welcome for any questions.
We have time for several questions.
Yeah, that comes from the meteorological data comes from the PRISM model, and it's related to the time where the pixel was at its maximum for that specific year. So it's related to the time when the satellite data was acquired.
Thank you again.